and welcome to Show Tunes with Kate Botello from Interlochen Public Radio. Coming up tonight, let's dance. We'll get groovy with some 60s and 70s rock musicals and then tap our way into the hearts of millions with hot tunes for hoofers. At intermission, scathing critics' reviews of shows we all thought were pretty good. And in Act Two, some favorites by composer Jason Robert Brown. Lights are dimming in our virtual house, and the orchestra is warming up for tonight's overture. Please silence your cell phones and identify the exit nearest the restrooms, because the place is packed. There's going to be a long line in intermission. We'll start with the dancing right off the bat with the opening to the 2011 musical version of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. That was the overture to Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, a score full of many fun and famous dance floor hits. Now, if that got you to break out your grooviest platform shoes, leave them on, man, because you're going to need them for the next three tunes. Up next, a very short history of the rock musical as follows. Hair, 1968. The Me Nobody Knows, 1970. Jesus Christ Superstar, 1971.
She asks me why I'm just a hairy guy. I'm hairy noon and night, hair that's a fright. I'm hairy high and low. Don't ask me why, don't know. It's not for lack of bread, like the grateful dead. Darling, gimme head with hair, long beautiful hair, shining, gleaming, steaming, flaxen, waxen. Gimme down the there hair, shoulder length or longer, here baby, there mama, everywhere daddy, daddy. In my hair, a home for fleas, a hive for bees, a nest for birds. Ain't no words for the beauty, the splendor, the wonder of my hair. Blow it, show it, long it's got in front of my hair. I want it long, straight, curly, fuzzy, snaggy, shaggy, ratty, matty, oily, greasy, fleecy, shining, gleaming, steaming, flaxen, waxen, knotted, polka dotted, twisted, beaded, braided, powdered, flowered, and confetti, bangled, tangled, spangled, and spaghetti. Gaga and a go-go when they sing me in my toga. My toga made of blonde, brilliantine, biblical hair. My hair like Jesus wore it. Hallelujah, I adore it. Hallelujah, Mary loves her son. Why don't my mother love me? Show it, long it's got control.
clapping, rapping, the sound of fingers snapping, tapping, snapping, knocking, rapping, a little sound growing, coming and a going, all the time knowing that it's getting stronger. Wait a little bit longer, it'll get a little stronger. Late at night, safe behind your locked doors, try and feel.
Every time I look at you, I don't understand why you let things you did get so out of hand. You'd have managed better if you had a plan. Why'd you choose a backward time in such a strange land? If you come today, you would have reached the whole nation. Israel or BC had no mass communication.
Don't get me wrong.
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 All I want to know.
Where you are, could Mohammed move that mountain, or was that PR?
Did you mean to die like that? Was that a mistake? Or did you know your messy death would be a record breaker?
Ben Vereen and the ensemble of Andrew Lloyd Webber's Jesus Christ Superstar spun us through Superstar, the finale to that show. And before that, Hattie Winston and Beverly Bremers sang the trippy but really uplifting song Sounds from The Me Nobody Knows, Gary William Friedman and Will Holt's portrait of young people in the inner city. It was nominated for 5 Tonys, including Best Score. We started out our funky trio with the title track from Hair, with music by Galt McDermott and lyrics by James Rotto and Jerome Ranyi. And that record from our vinyl vault won a Grammy Award for Best Score from an Original Cast Album. And now let's swap out your platforms for tap shoes, do a 180 on your little Ruby Killer feet, and get ready for some classic Broadway tapping numbers. Our vinyl vault provides the title song from the 1962 revival of Anything Goes and a big hullabaloo from 1968's Dames at Sea, and we'll tap out with a bang, a 7-minute version of the title song from the 1980 musical 42nd Street. And oh yes, my friends, before you ask, yes they do. They all feature actual tapping.
Times have changed, and we've often rewound the clock since the Puritans got a shock when they landed on Plymouth Rock. But today, any shock they would try to stem, instead of landing on Plymouth Rock would land on them. In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was a look down at something shocking, but now God knows anything goes. Good authors too, who once knew better words, now only use more letter words, writing prose. Silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose. Anything goes. When Grandmama, who's age is 80, in nightclubs are getting matey with gigolos. Anything goes. When mothers pack and leave poor father because they've decided they'd rather be tennis. Driving fast cars you like, low bars you like, bare limbs you like, everybody will oppose. When every night the set that's smart is indulging in nudist parties in studios.
Jacket to behold.
It's the part of little old New York that runs into Times Square. A crazy quilt that Wall Street Jack built. If you've got a little time to spare, I want to take you there. Come and meet those dancing feet. Come and meet those dancing feet on the avenue I'm taking you to. 42nd Street. Hear the beat of dancing feet. It's the song I love, the melody of 42nd Street. Little nippies from the 50s, innocent and sweet. Sexy ladies from the 80s, more indiscreet. They're side by side, they're glorified.
Yeah.
Wanda Richard and the ensemble brought us a dancing look at the glory and the dark side of 42nd Street, music and lyrics by Harry Warren and Al Dubin. Bernadette Peters and the cast of Silly Send Up Dames at Sea took it way over the top with Star Tar. Music and lyrics were by Jim Wise, George Hyamson, and Robin Miller. And we kicked things off with Eileen Rodgers and company in the off-Broadway revival of Cole Porter's Anything Goes. Now, speaking of kickoffs, time to kick off your tap shoes and put on your regular shoes. Now, if you can't find them in the dark, you could use those platforms from earlier in the show. In which case, house lights are coming up in our virtual house. Time now for intermission, where you can teeter into the lobby and look up all the reviews for the show you're seeing. And be sure to find a critic that agrees with you, so you can justify spending your rent on tickets. But sometimes, though, prepare yourselves. Critics are wrong. And not just because they don't agree with you personally, but because they don't agree with you collectively. David Sheward wrote a fun article for NewYork.com about shows hated by critics and loved by everybody else. Here are some highlights for you, and we'll link to the full article on our website, interlochenpublicradio.org. Okay, here we go. Evita, Andrew Lloyd Webber, 1979. From the New York Daily News. Spectacularly vulgar, dispiriting, and even pointless. The Wall Street Journal, hopelessly muddled. Newsweek, a very underdone dish. But audiences said,
Evita, 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 Evita.
And the Tony Award Committee said, here, have 7 Tonys. Up next on the critical chopping block, Andrew Lloyd Webber again, this time for Cats. The New York Daily News again disapproved, saying it makes for a strained and eventually wearying evening. The Tony people said, here's another 7 Tonys. And the audiences said, please run for 18 years, here's $1 bazillion.
Party will do, I say do, do.
And there's no doing anything about it.
Okay, one more hit that took a bad hit. This time, Andrew Lloyd Webber ducks and Stephen Schwartz takes it on the chin for the 2003 show Wicked. Variety. More bothered than bewitched. Newsday. An overproduced, overblown, confusingly dark and laboriously ambitious jumble. Once again, oh look, it's the Daily News. An interminable show with no dramatic logic or emotional center. Well, that's okay, because, you know, 10 Tony nominations, running 13 years and counting, millions of obsessed young fans around the world. You know, it's cool.
Lights in our mind, defying gravity. Kiss me goodbye, I'm defying gravity. And you can't pull me down.
Oh, there's the chime, and lights are flickering in our virtual lobby, so we better head back to the house for Act 2. Okay, hits. We got hits. The Book of Mormon is duking it out with Hamilton for the title of #1 selling show on Broadway as we speak. And Kelly O'Hara is killing it right now with Ken Watanabe in a big revival of The King and I. Here are Andrew Rannells and a team of young elders from the Book of Mormon saying hello in their own unique way, and Kelly as Anna Leonowens teaching the proper English way to do it.
Hello, my name is Elder Price, and I would like to share with you the most amazing book.
Hello, my name is Elder Grant. It's a book about America a long, long time ago.
It has so many awesome parts, you simply won't believe how much this book can change your life.
Hello, my name is Elder Green. I would like to share with you this book of Jesus Christ.
Hello, my name is Elder Young.
Hello,
did you know that Jesus lived here in the USA?
You can read all about it now.
Hello.
In this nifty book, it's free, no, you don't have to pay.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Elder Smith, and can I leave this book with you for you to just peruse?
Hello.
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 I'll just leave it here. It has a lot of information you can really use.
Hello.
Hi.
My name is
Jesus Christ.
know life
with Jesus Christ
is super fun.
Hello.
And if you let us in, we'll show you how it can be done.
No thanks.
You sure? Oh, well,
that's fine.
Goodbye.
Have fun in hell.
Hey now.
You simply won't believe how much this book will change. This book will change your mind.
Change your life.
This book will change your life.
Hello, would you like to change religions? I have a free book written by Jesus.
No, no, Elder Cunningham. That's not how we do it. You're making things up again. Just stick to the approved dialogue. Elder, show it!
Hello!
Hello!
My name is
Elder Cunningham!
And we would like to share with you this book of Jesus Christ.
Hello!
Hello!
Don't. Hi, Hope.
Just take this book.
It's free.
For you.
For me.
You see, you simply won't believe how much this book will change. This book will change this book.
Will change your life.
Will change your life. So you won't burn in
hell.
Saying, but a true and honest thought, that if you become a teacher, by your pupils you'll be taught. As a teacher I've been learning, you'll forgive me if I boast, and I've now become an expert on the subject I like most. Getting to know you. Getting to know you, getting to know all about you, getting to like you, getting to hope you like me, getting to know you, putting it my way but nicely, you are precisely my cup of tea. Getting to know you, getting to feel free and easy. When I am with you, getting to know what to say. Haven't you noticed? Suddenly I'm bright and breezy because of all the beautiful and new things I'm learning about you. Day by
yeah.
else fails, good manners and plucky determination come in handy, as we've just learned in Getting to Know You from the 2015 revival of Rodgers and Hammerstein's The King and I, and Hello from the 2011 The Book of Mormon by Robert Lopez, Trey Parker, and Matt Stone, two of the top shows running on Broadway this very moment. And now we'll give a musical nod to a composer madly loved by all kinds of Broadway types. We're talking about Jason Robert Brown. His heartfelt and difficult works have become staples of repertoire for singers. You'll hear his work in auditions, cabarets, and countless productions all over the country. And we'll hear three big ones from Jason Robert Brown. First, from off-Broadway, The Last 5 Years, which was recently made into a movie with Anna Kendrick and Jeremy Jordan. First, we'll hear the original Kathy, Sherry Renee Scott, tell her husband Jamie about the odd life of a stock player with A Summer in Ohio. Then we'll hear Stars and the Moon from JRB's theatrical song cycle, Songs for a New World. It's one of those songs that many, many singers know by heart, as I'm sure is the case with Jessica Mulaski, who sings on the original cast recording.
I could have a mansion on a hill. I could lease a villa in Seville, but it wouldn't be as nice as A Summer in Ohio with a gay midget named Carl playing Tevye and Porgy. I could wander Paris after dark, take a carriage ride through Central Park, but it wouldn't be as nice as A Summer in Ohio, where I'm sharing a room with a former stripper and her snake, Wayne. I could have a satchel full of dollar bills, cures for all the nation's ills, pills to make a lion purr. Queen, look like I was 17. Still, I'm certain I prefer to be going slowly, batty, 40 miles east of Cincinnati. I could shove an ice pick in my eye. I could eat some fish from last July, but it wouldn't be as awful as A Summer in Ohio without cable, hot water, Vietnamese food. For you. I saw your book at a Borders in Kentucky, under a sign that said new and recommended. I stole a look at your picture on the inside sleeve, and then I couldn't leave. Richard, who was with me, got uncharacteristically quiet, and he said, all things considered, I guess you don't have to buy it. So I smile like Mona Lisa, and I lay my visa down. He wants me, he wants me, but he ain't gonna get me. I found my guiding light. I tell the stars each night, look at me, look at him. Jamie Wellerstein, that's me.
had no traits of any value but his smile. I met a man who had no yearn nor claim to fame, who was content to let life pass him for a while. And I was sure that all I ever wanted was a life like the movie stars led. But he kissed me right here and he said, I'll give you stars and the moon and a soul to guide you and a promise I'll never go. I'll give you hope to bring out all the life inside you and the strength that will help you grow. I'll give you truth and a future that's 20 times better than any Hollywood plot. And I thought, you know, I'd rather have a yacht. I met a man who lived his life out on the road, who left a wife and kids in Portland on a whim. I met a man whose fire and passion always showed, who asked if I could spare a week to ride with him. Sure, but all I ever wanted was a life that was scripted and planned. And he said, but you don't understand. I'll give you stars and the moon and the open highway and a river beneath your feet. I'll give you days full of dreams if you travel my way in a summer you can't repeat. I'll give you nights full of passion and days of adventure. No strings, just warm summer rain. And I thought, you know, I'd rather have champagne. I met a man who had a fortune in the bank, who had retired at age 30, set for life. I met a man and didn't know which stars to thank, and then he asked one day if I would be his wife. And I looked up, and all that I could think of was the life I had dreamt I would live. And I said to him, what will you give? I'll give you cars and a townhouse in Turtle Bay and a fur and a diamond ring. And we'll be married in Spain on my yacht today and we'll honeymoon in Beijing. And you'll meet stars at the parties I throw in my villas in Nice and Paris in June. And I thought, okay. And I took a breath and I got my yacht. And the years went by, and it never changed, and it never grew, and I never dreamed. And I woke one day, and I looked around, and I thought, my God, I'll never have the moon.
Jason Robert Brown says that the theme that runs through Songs for a New World is the moment of decision that can change the life of the singer. Now, Jessica Mulaski had that moment with Stars and the Moon, but maybe a little too late, at least so far as the moon's concerned. Now, before that, if it weren't for her career, Sherry Renee Scott would far rather be anywhere than spending a summer in Ohio. It's time now for our 11 o'clock number, and we'll stick with composer Jason Robert Brown for this one. Our next show, a 2014 musicalization of the novel The Bridges of Madison County, wasn't a smash hit. Critics and audiences were divided, but most agreed it contained some gorgeous music, beautifully sung. And in this song, It All Fades Away, Robert reminisces on the time he spent with Francesca and all the time they've spent apart.
There was something in the desert. There was some place wild and green, and a child in a village I passed through. There are places that I've traveled, and so many things I've seen, and it all fades away. But I was sliding down a mountain. I was burning in the sun. I was crying with amazement at the view. I was capturing a moment, but when all is said and done, well, it all fades away. But you, it all fades away, it all fades away, it all fades away, but you. I have sailed across the oceans, past the cities and the farms, on a never-ending quest for something new. And the only thing that mattered was the 4 days in your arms, and it all fades away, but you, it all. Eternal, that cannot be torn apart. There is one thing that remains forever true. Past the thinking, past the breathing, past the beating of my heart, it will all fade away. But you, it all. But you
on you.
It all fades away, but you. Stephen Pasquale played Robert in that wonderful 11 o'clock number from Jason Robert Brown's The Bridges of Madison County. And now it's time to come full circle, put your platform dancing shoes back on, and we'll end the show the way we began, with Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. For that show's finale, they went for an ensemble version of C.C. Peniston's 1991 pop hit, Finally. Are you ready? Get your hands in the air.
True love, or at least
curtain falls, the crowd goes wild, the house lights come up, and we come to the end of another episode of Show Tunes with Kate Botello. That's me. Michael Culler engineered the show. Sally Isley is our executive producer. If you haven't yet maxed out your show tune cravings, you can listen to all our episodes online at interlockinpublicradio.org. Many thanks to David Sheward from newyork.com for the intermission fodder. Find a link to Sheward's article on our website. This is Interlochen Public Radio. See you in the aisles.